I går jo hjemme her i går, Anthony Favel, og du ser sikkert da, tanse Anthony.
Hvor er han på sted fra Australia?
Tanse stakker jeg ut i stedet over til.
Ja, it's pretty chilly, they, where you want to stay inside probably.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Så på går jeg, det er den 30. i stedet, nå er det 34 bare. I går, jeg har sikkert spennet, har jeg vært på dagen, i går jeg. Tan sigo ge ge ai ta mixin ai. Iste pagam skago en pa mina manchus kista.
Yeah, I found out that I had colon rectal cancer in July of 2019
ama. Oh, okay. Igwae Igwan mau tiuchi ki wit no. Ai mo oxos kwa sa Igwan maga. Cancer. It makes it really hard when on top of that, mean it.
It's really hard because there's not enough resources for people to for travel and for hotel stay, meals. It really makes it difficult for people to make it to their first appointment, never mind staying there for 5-6 weeks for radiation and chemotherapy. It's something that really needs to be focused on. I'm not sure if the government has anything in place, any type of program in place for people that are sick that want to get the help that they need to get better,
uh-huh.
To get physically better. So, but it's. Maggie Grace's class, Charlie, there's nothing out there. There's only a few little other things that you can probably look at. Is people probably don't even know about is Kinsman Telemedical. That's a program there that they can look at. Isle La Crosse had some kind of a program here. They don't have it anymore because I'm not sure about the funding or people were misusing it. I'm not sure what the situation is, but I have asked. The only thing here in Isle of Cross that you can actually people have a little bit of money is the village to give you for travel to Saskatoon for gas and meals. They offer you a little bit of money when you first go to your appointments. They have the one-time help and that's it. And at least it's something that you can actually get started with your appointments and stuff to get to Saskatoon or wherever you need to go. So
yeah, and then I'm radiation treatments. Saskatoon, eh?
Yeah.
That's the key sweeping again. You had your chemotherapy, you mean the radiation. Stop going.
Oh, for sure, Charlie. It was a difficult thing. First off, I was I was supposed to go back to work in April of that year, back to Saskatoon for my work schedule. But yeah, it is. I struggled. My EI just had ran out at that moment, and so I had no choice but to go on ask the government for some help to get up there and get my chemo started. So that happened there, and they I asked them. I said I got 5.5 weeks of radiation chemo. So it took a little while for them to get together and get the information and stuff like that, but I managed to save a little bit of money out of my money from my EI so I can pay for my hotel room. That first week it cost me over $600 for hotel stay, and then not including meals, gas, getting back and forth from the hotel to the hospital and stuff. It was really a struggle. So There's not very many programs out there that can help people, especially the people from the north side, eh?
Ah, yeah. Egon mamo siyugit sim tantan si magtihtin yata ki think he's sweeping the game. What can anyone do about that or try and fix that? They go to treatments, you know. It's bad enough you got the cancer, and then on top of that, you got to deal with
it. It's a really difficult situation. Chemo and radiation is a really, it's a good thing for you for dealing with your cancer. It's the technology is so more far advanced that people don't really know until they're there.
Yeah.
The technology is very, very good. It's it really there's so many different ways that they deal with cancer nowadays. It's not nothing to be scared of. It's very far advanced. People think that we're, you know, far back bits in the days, but it's for radiation, five minutes a day radiation treatment, where it used to take longer, hours probably. Now it's just a 5 minute at the cancer clinic, and then I take a few pills in the morning, and then a few pills at night. That's it.
Yeah.
And like for energy wise, I had really good energy, and no energy, hardly any energy was lost, because if you eat a well balanced diet, you know, drink a lot of water, all that stuff dehydrates you. So, and yeah, it's good, really, really interesting to know that even the machines did, they go through everything, explain what they're doing. Basically the same thing every day. Just as long as you get there, you get your treatment, you know, the far better that you'll be at the end of your treatment.
Yeah, you want to up a boy, it's getting there. That's another hurdle that you got to cross, you know. I don't know how or what now could be helpful for that.
Well, Charlie, I think you've been through that same process. Yeah, you lived in Saskatoon, but most people that need to from the north that need to travel places are like don't have any money. But
yeah.
I'm not sure how much the government gives out. You know, Kinsmen Telemerica gives out, and there's a few other funding agencies in Saskatoon, not anything in the north. So I think we need to get together for each region here, like each community, get something going, you know, like... maybe lobby the government to set some kind of something in place for just people that can't afford the for travel and hotel and stuff like that. But there's a lot of people that are on assistance that actually get the help.
Yeah.
For hotel stay and meals and stuff. That's not even enough either. It takes thousands and thousands of dollars. Like it's not a cheap stay in Saskatoon. It's not that everything when you put everything together, it's you know, you're spending over $500 a day just for hotel and meals, and they only give you like $10-$15 a day for meals. So that's not very very much.
Yeah.
Just $15. How are you supposed to eat a balanced diet when you only get $15?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
yeah.
Not very healthy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah. Stop a boy. Yeah. Something has got to be done now. Oh, stop a boy. The health is number one. But you get to eat the man and eat the. That's number one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's like I said, we gotta get something together, Charlie, that can help the north here. So, you know, that's why I wanted to talk to you today about stuff, so people can have some kind of a direction of how we can get some kind of a a little committee together, you know, and it starts your muster and get some kind of a groove going here that you know, we can maybe write some letters to the government and have our own funding for cancer patients, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Woman, I should give out your phone number, so maybe somebody out there for sure has something that they could help out, you know, Cesar.
Yeah, or they could just phone you at the radio station there, Charlie, and then you have my phone number anyway. Write some letters to the government, or maybe even Telemiracle can get involved, but have something maybe in the north, like have some kind of. It's so the other reason is it's so difficult to for applications to go through the mail or fax or whatever. But if we had something over here in the north, you know, a little Telemiracle office, maybe, you know, something like that where people can actually have access to this, an awesome thing, instead of phoning Saskatoon and getting all the information. There's some, 'cause sometimes things get lost in the process of, you know, like faxing stuff and whatnot here. At least your application's here, you know, and they can finish the applications in the north here, and then, you know, make a file system for them and get that stuff shipped to the Saskatoon office where they can actually have a look at it.
Yeah.
We have to try something because there's not enough, just not enough resources for people with cancer. It's very important for everybody to try to understand that we need something in place, because I know the people that had cancer out there, you know, they went through the same thing probably, I'm thinking. So if we can set something in place, you know, we can definitely, the more people that are together, the stronger we are to get something done, eh?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, okay, then I'm so glad I am. We'll talk about it some more anyway, this cancer here and what can be done and how to get people that are, you know, want to get treated, but they're short of funds to get down south. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
merci, sure. Get it in, yeah.
Okay, Charlie.